From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 7th day of June 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The weather once again is taking top billing in today's news as the National Weather Service has issued a flood watch and a hazardous weather warning for central and southeastern Catskills, Mid-Hudson Valley, central and southern Taconic, the Berkshires, and Litchfield County. Rain will continue through tonight as Tropical Storm Andrea moves up the eastern seaboard and a frontal boundary lingers across the region. The heaviest rainfall will occur this afternoon into tonight to areas to the south and east of the Capital District as Andrea passes just south of Long Island early Saturday morning. Across the watch area, 1.5 to 3 inches of rainfall is expected today and tonight, with the highest amounts across the Housatonic River Basin. The primary threat from heavy rainfall is for areas of urban and poor drainage flooding. Sharp rises are expected on the smaller rivers and streams, with minor flooding possible. The larger mainstream rivers in the watch area will be closely monitored for the potential for minor flooding. Meanwhile, today's forecast, of course, is for rain with a high near 64 degrees, with the nighttime temperature low around 53. We'll run down the rest of the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. In Chatham, the Board of Education has the middle school's future in its hands. Matt Brathick reports in the Columbia paper that Chatham Central School District Superintendent Cheryl Nuciforo formally recommended that the Board of Education close the middle school building located on Woodbridge Avenue and consolidate students into the district's remaining two buildings. Under the plan, the sixth grade would move to the Mary E. Dardis Elementary School and grades 7 and 8 would be relocated to the high school building. Nuciforo said the proposal was developed around one guiding principle, quote, to provide the best possible education for Chatham students at a cost the community can afford, unquote. A final town hall meeting on the plan will take place on June 11th. The board is scheduled to vote on the matter on June 25th. In Athens, their board contracts out the mowing service. Melanie Lekosevic reports in the Daily Mail that the Athens Village Board has decided to hire an independent contractor to mow the village's lawns, effective immediately. The contract was awarded to D&C Lawn Care. The company will charge the village more than $12,000 to do the work this season. Mayor Chris Pfister proposed the idea as a way to relieve the village Department of Public Works of its lawn mowing duties, freeing workers to take on other tasks. There are 10 sites to be mowed throughout the village, including Riverfront Park, Rainey Park, and the Athens Little League Field. That full story you'll find in today's Daily Mail. Mountain Jam is expecting record attendance this year. Rob Ledon reports in the Daily Mail that on Thursday, large crowds were on hand for the start of the Mountain Jam, the four-day music festival held at Hunter Mountain. Gary Chetkoff, the promoter for the annual festival, said record attendance is expected this year. He said, and I quote, "We've never had so much music," end quote. But weather worries loom. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flood watch for Greene County through Saturday night due to the impending threat of Tropical Storm Andrea. Mountain Jam was established in 2005 and now draws thousands of visitors from across the country to the mountaintop. Among the acts performing this weekend, the Lumineers, the Abbott Brothers, and Widespread Panic. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Finally, and most importantly, those weather worries I mentioned in the Mountain Jam story is what is at the top of the news today. The National Weather Service in Albany has a flood watch in effect from 6 a.m. this morning through Saturday evening for central and southeastern Catskills, Mid-Hudson Valley, central and southern Taconic, Berkshires, and Litchfield County. Combination of the lingering frontal boundaries across the region will team up with moisture moving up the eastern seaboard ahead of Tropical Storm Andrea, resulting in a prolonged period of rainfall that will continue into Saturday. The heaviest rainfall will occur this afternoon and tonight in areas to the south and east of the Capital District. 1 to 3 inches of rainfall is expected. The primary threat from the rainfall is in the areas of poor drainage. Sharp rises are expected on the smaller rivers and streams, with minor flooding possible. So the weather forecast for the next 2 days is nothing but rain, rain, rain. Rain today with a high near 64, tonight with a low around 53. A chance of showers tomorrow, mainly before 3 p.m., cloudy with a high near 76. Tomorrow night, more showers before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Then it looks like we may catch a break on Sunday, as the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for that day with a high near 80 degrees. Sunday night, showers return, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. and bring your umbrella for back to work Monday, as there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a temperature high of 79 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:19 a.m. and will set at 8:29 p.m. for a total of 15 hours and 10 minutes of rainy daylight. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 7th day of June 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.